Welcome to Hit Subscribe, a podcast by Recharge created to educate, inspire, and connect the subscription e-commerce space. We recently hosted ChargeX 2022, Recharge's annual user conference focused on the future of e-commerce, where we were able to sit down with merchants, partners, and industry veterans live on site to hear their biggest learnings of 2022 and how they are strategizing for growth into the future. I'm your host, Chase Alderton, so let's get into it.
Noah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Super excited to be here and enjoying the Santa Monica weather. It's hard to beat.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about Malomo.
Sure. I'm Noah Rahim today. I am heading up our partnerships program now at Malomo, as we just talked about, 4 weeks in or so. So fairly new to the game, but I've been tracking Malomo for a very long time. I actually started a company out of school called Safekeeping. It's a health IT company that basically allows family members who have loved ones in long-term care facilities get daily updates on the health and lifestyle of their aging family members.
Interesting. So not new to the whole tech world then?
Not new to the tech world, but it kind of came full circle to me because the founders of Malomo were running a development shop at the time, and they actually built our wireframes and our early MVP for our product. So I've known Yao and Anthony, the co-founders of Malomo, for 7 or 8 years now.
Wow.
Knew about Malomo before they even had a name for it, and been following very closely. So when I left my company, Safekeeping, I have a co-founder who runs that day-to-day now. I went on to spend the last 5 or 6 years or so on the enterprise MarTech side of business. So always in partnerships there.
Yep.
And as Malomo has continued to scale and grow, I've followed along closely. And luckily, happy to be here. Timing worked out well. And so now I'm 4 or 5 weeks into the new gig.
Love it. So give us kind of the lowdown on Malomo then. What's the value prop there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Malomo is an order tracking platform. Basically, the goal that we set out for is to turn what historically has been the cost center of shipping products to consumers on the B2B or B2C side from a cost center to a highly profitable and engaging marketing channel. So we basically give brands back, the control they've sort of lost in this direct-to-consumer
right.
world. So rather than, going to a FedEx or UPS landing page when you're going to track your package, we power branded tracking pages that increase not just brand awareness and education around products that are being sent to customers, but also driving lifetime value, repeat purchases, cross-sell, upsell, and subscriptions.
So Malomo is a super cool one that I've been intrigued with for a while, because we always talk about, or I guess personally, I have been talking about additional ways to drive value for the customer in like creative and unique ways. Like everyone obviously has landing pages and a customer portal, and while those are important, finding those unique creative ways to drive more value is insanely important. Unboxing experience is one of my favorites. Nobody records the unboxing experience. The actual box itself, putting handwritten notes, things like that inside the packages, those go such a long way. I think this tracking page is such a genius idea that I don't know why this wasn't built sooner, but it makes so much sense.
I tend to agree with you, right.
It's such a cool spot to just add value again. What are some of the kind of things you've seen built on those pages?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, 2 or 3 key areas why brands reach out to us. One is they're experiencing a lot of WISMO tickets, a lot of where are my order tickets. We help with that by sending more proactive and personalized shipment tracking notifications throughout the entire post-purchase journey. So from the time an order is purchased with that order confirmation email to the time that it arrives at the door. And we can even send follow-up emails later in the journey to ask for feedback and things like that. So one, cut down on those WISMO tickets. We've seen up to a 50% in reduction in customer support tickets from the WISMO support, which is obviously tremendous value. But while we're doing that, we're also, like I mentioned earlier, providing educational content and brand awareness. So especially when you think about more nuanced products, like Caraway is a great example, customer of ours. You know, Caraway's not going to be driving, not a ton of repeat purchases after they sell, very high class cookware material. But what they found is because it's a newer product, it's built a little bit differently. A lot of customers were having trouble when they wash their pans like they normally would and were actually ruining the quality of the pan.
Interesting.
So Caraway uses us actually not just to drive, you know, lifetime value brand awareness, but more so actually to drive educational content so that customers know what to expect when their order arrives and how to properly care for it so that they get the most bang for their buck and longest use.
So something like on that landing page, like, you know, hey, your order's going to be here in X amount of days or whatever, like, just to get ready before it comes, here's how you treat the pan, here's how you clean it, things like that.
That's exactly
right. So
it's
a proactive education.
Exactly.
On an otherwise would have been a boring, you know, brown and white UPS page.
Exactly. And then, you know, the other major kind of pain point that we drive is just opening up this, like I said, cost center that brands had no control over to a revenue driving channel. And we do that through cross-sell, upsells, and things like subscription. So obviously, you know, we have integrations with the leading players in the space, like obviously Recharge. We also have a great integration with Rebuy, so we can power personalized product recommendations in those post-purchase emails. So, you know, let's say I bought a shirt, an outwear brand might show me, okay, we're seeing a lot of people who bought this specific shirt also buy these pants.
Totally.
And that's a great sort of rebuy use case. And then for the long tail of customer lifetime value, which you were talking with Brandon this morning on the D2Z podcast, and Brandon and Electric Marketing are great partners of ours as well. So
likewise.
Love sort of the, you know, the ecosystem coming together. But subscription is huge. And so we can basically build out flows based on the status of each unique customer that a brand is serving. So for example, if I'm a subscriber and you're not a subscriber, Chase, what we can do is build out of the box unique flows to target us based on where we're at in that customer journey. So for me, because I'm a subscriber, we're not going to show me sign up for our subscription program and here are the benefits.
Right.
We're going to show me new product offerings, maybe even offer me, because I'm a loyal customer, a sneak peek at stuff that the other customers aren't seeing. Whereas for you, we obviously want to get you in the subscription program. So that's the first thing we're going to show you in the post-purchase experience.
Some sort of, here's your value, this is why you would want to subscribe, you know,
exactly.
Pick your timeline, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Amongst other things, like that educational content. Maybe we throw some user-generated content in there to show that social proof. It's really, we give our brands the control to do what they want on those landing pages. That's kind of the whole point, because the logistics companies have kind of taken that away by offering their own instance of this. And so the whole idea is to give brands back that control, but just some ideas and use cases that we're powering.
That's super cool, and it's right on topic. Some of the sessions at ChargeX have been talking about this idea of, you know, continually building a brand. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, obviously, supply chain issues, like the shipping issues, you know, there's a ton of crazy things happening. But instead of focusing on those issues, you should always be constantly trying to build your brand and grow the brand. So this is just one more place that you can continue to put, like you were saying, the educational pieces, the upsell, cross-sells, like all of those kind of things, continue to build the brand, keep the community strong.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the shipping stuff is almost the back layer, even though it's really what it's built entirely around.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because in most brands, you know, have no idea, but consumers check their packages almost 5 times on average per order.
That's crazy.
So if you're not, taking advantage of those touch points and making sure that that's a branded and personalized experience, you're really sort of missing out on one of the most engaged aspects of the customer journey, right?
And it's a weird time, too. Not a weird time, it's a great time. but touch points is one of those buzzwords, but it's worth diving into. When a customer is waiting for their package, they're so engaged all they want to do is have that package show up.
Right.
Exactly. So it's such a great spot to have a high touch point, and again, not to use the buzzword, but taking advantage of that and showing content or showing educational things or putting high products or really well-recommended products in those spaces, it's such a great idea because that's where your customer's attention is highest.
Right. Absolutely. And I, On the flip side, right, like customers don't come back if they have a bad shipment tracking experience.
Totally.
It's about 85% of customers won't come back after just one bad order experience. So that's what we're sort of setting out to do. Again, the Recharge partnership is a huge, huge part of that. I actually have a question for you based on the podcast that I listened to this morning with
Send you an
Electric on D2Z. I'm curious when you have seen subscription signups be the most effective in terms of where in the customer journey. Do you recommend that brands sort of push subscription after the first purchase, or is it sometimes later down the funnel of that customer life cycle?
I think, as with all really tough questions, I think the answer is it depends. And I think in this case, it depends on the product.
Yeah.
I think that there are use cases for subscriptions that make absolute perfect sense up front. Things like protein powder, things like toothpaste, things like deodorant, those kind of things that you need and you use every single day.
Sure.
There really isn't a reason to wait and see, hopefully this person comes back a second time and then we'll try to loop them into the subscription.
Right.
That just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
When you have other creative use cases, t-shirts actually was one of mine. I subscribe to a brand called Woven, and it's just t-shirts.
Yeah.
And I go through t-shirts so often, I sweat a lot, surprisingly, but it didn't get me until I think the third or fourth purchase, because I went on and I got a red one and I got a white one and I got a black one, and then I ruined my white one and I had to buy another white one and was like, this actually makes a lot of sense. Why don't I just stock up on some of these? So
right.
I think sometimes it depends on the product. You have to figure out what makes a lot of sense for the customer, which is not the world's fantastic answer, but it depends on what you're selling and where your customers are.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's a sort of like a fascinating intersection, because obviously you want to ensure maximum lifetime value, right?
Totally.
But you don't want to push something before before the customer's had a chance to really experience your brand and know whether or not it's something that they're sort of signing up to build a relationship with you.
Absolutely.
For an indefinite period of time, right?
But it's kind of like saying, when's the right time to ask a girl out on a date? It's like,
sure.
Well, it kind of depends on a lot of things happening. Like if it's going well up front,
right.
Yeah, maybe it's a good time to ask. If it's not, you maybe have to kind of feel it out and use some other creative tactics. So
yeah.
That was a kind of long shot of a metaphor there. Hopefully that landed a little bit. But
no, I love it. And I think the other cool thing about our partnership is a lot of times we'll sort of lean on one another when we bring on new customers to figure out, what is best for them as their unique brand and their unique offering.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so those partnerships in the ecosystem, obviously I'm a little bit biased, but something that I'm really, really excited about and appreciate you having me on, man. This has been super fun.
Totally. Thanks for joining us, Noah.
All right. Thanks, man.
We'd like to thank Noah once again for joining us. If you're interested in Malomo, you can head over to gomalomo.com. If you're looking for more of our episodes, check us out at rechargepayments.com/hitsubscribe. And to get the latest episodes, remember to hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening from.